The Characters of Christmas podcast with Dan Darling is brought to you by Life Audio and is part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
And welcome again to this special Characters of Christmas podcast. We're doing a few extra episodes this year. Hard to believe it's 2021, and we were with you last year. And I just love this time of year. I love as we sort of slowly turn our hearts toward Christmas. And I love Thanksgiving. I don't want to skip Thanksgiving, but I still think we could think a little bit about Christmas even here as I'm recording this in November. We are doing a couple extra podcasts talking about some of our favorite hymn lyrics to go along with the Characters of Christmas. If you've listened about Mary and Joseph, the wise men, Anna and Simeon, and all the rest. But I don't know about you, but I love the music of Christmas. One of my favorite things. And I love the new stuff that people are writing, but I love the old wonderful hymn lyrics. It's O Come Emmanuel. And I could just in my head be humming that wonderful melody. This was a hymn that was written originally in Latin, 8th and 9th centuries. Monks used that in anticipation of Christmas Eve. But in 1851, a priest and hymn writer named John Mason Neal translated this and published it in a Latin version and the first English translation, which sort of became the very much loved carol that we know, O Come, Emmanuel. And I just want to read some of the lyrics. O Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appear. If there was ever a hymn written to the exact mood and spirit and longing and just heartache of the people of Israel when Jesus was born, it is this one. We think of Christmas as joyous and wonderful, and it is, and festive, but that first Christmas was anything but festive. The people of Israel had long been in exile. God had told them that if they did not worship him, they abandoned worship and went after idols, he would keep their covenant to provide a redeemer and preserve their people, but he would judge them by sending them into exile, and they were sent into exile. It was just very hard and painful. They're scattered around the world. They're in these pagan lands. They are an oppressed people. By the time you get to the time of Jesus, they'd been ravaged by different countries. They had regained some of their independence with the Maccabees, but then they'd been reconquered by Rome. They're under the thumb of the Roman government. Every time they walked past the temple, they would see that Roman flag flying high above their land. It was just such a humiliation. They were heavily taxed. And you hear the cry in this hymn, Come, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, as we said in before, Emmanuel means God with us. Emmanuel is what makes the Christian story unique. It's that God is not distant, but he has come among his people in Jesus Christ. Jesus took on human flesh, and they're saying, come and be with us. Ransom captive Israel. Set us free. That mourns in lonely exile here. Until the Son of God appear. This was their longing and their hope. This is their great eschatological hope. This first advent of Jesus. And, you know, we as Christians, on the other side of the first advent, we too long for the Son of God to appear in his second coming. We too feel like strangers and exiles as Christians in a world that is increasingly dark, increasingly broken. Many Christians live under threat of persecution. Many people suffer physical pain, spiritual pain, mental illness, loss of loved ones and family. And we mourn in lowly exile here. But our hope is that the Son of God will appear and fully consummate his kingdom and renew and restore our hearts and renew and restore the world. So we can say, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. We as the new Israel of God, we know that Jesus is going to come and rescue us. He will come to us, our Emmanuel. O come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny. The Old Testament prophets predicted that the Messiah would come from David's family, a righteous branch from Jesse's family, Jesse being David's father. Come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny. The Old Testament pulsates with this idea that even the best leaders, the best kings, David, Samuel, Hezekiah, the greatest leaders, Abraham, all of them were great heroes, but they could not free God's people from Satan's tyranny. What can loosen Satan's grip on the world? Only the rod of Jesse. From depths of hell thy people save and give them victory over the grave. This is the hope of the gospel. This is the longing and the cry of people today. From depths of hell thy people save. Give them victory over the grave. Man, if there was ever a time when people were crying out for deliverance, it's today. For victory over the grave. Man, we race to find cures, we race to find vaccines, and that's wonderful and great. We try to increase life expectancy. We think every human being matters. We want to make sure every human being has a chance of a flourishing life. But we know we're powerless against things like diseases. We're powerless against violence and sickness and death. We try. And yet people keep dying. In our streets, in the womb, they die in war and battle and famine. Even an advanced country, even in 2021. And yet, the hope of the Christian is that Emmanuel has defeated sin and death in the grave. Jesus has. He has come. And he will come again. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou dayspring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Do you feel this in your soul and your spirit today? The gloomy clouds of night? Death's dark shadows all around us. But Christmas tells us that these things are real. As we lament and mourn over things that are hard and real, the shadows of death around us that are just so distressing and so hard. The Bible says our hope is that day spring from on high, dispersing the gloomy clouds of night, that Jesus has both defeated night and is the light of the world, and we see pinpricks of that light in God's new people, the church being outposts of the kingdom of God. The church, Jesus said, don't hide your light under a bushel. The idea that the church is the light of is shining the light of the world, is shining the light of Jesus. And yet we know things in this world are still very distressing and terrible. But we can long for that day. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. I love this hymn so much. It just speaks of this incredible longing that people have in their hearts for that day to come. O come, thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Come, thou key of David, come. Open wide our heavenly home. God's promise to David was that you will have an everlasting kingdom, and your kingdom will reign forever. Think about David as he's hearing this. He's thinking, how's this going to happen? I mean, I hope my son takes over and his son, but it can't go on forever. I mean, dynasties end eventually, right? God's promise was yours will go forever. And look at the line of David has endured. And Jesus is from the line of David. If you look at the genealogy in Matthew, the genealogy in Luke, both genealogies from his father's side and his mother's side, he is a true son of David. And it goes all the way back to David. In fact, even the way that the genealogy is arranged in Matthew, three sets of 14 spells the name of David in the original language there. Come, thou key of David, and open wide our heavenly home. It'll be this son of David, the true king, who will usher us to our heavenly home, the new Jerusalem, usher us into heaven, make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Revelation speaks of no more sorrow, no more tears, no more pain when Jesus returns. Jesus is closing the path to misery. In the last line, verse, O come Adonai, Lord of might, woe to thy tribes on Sinai's height. In ancient times didst give the law, in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. I think this last verse is speaking both to the beauty of God's law, that God has given laws for the flourishing of his people, and God's law is good and righteous. But God's law also condemns. Sinai condemns. And because Emmanuel has come and fulfilled that law, we as God's people can live in peace and reconciliation with the one who made us. I just love this song. O come, Emmanuel. It speaks to the longing of your heart. And I just want to say, I want to give you permission this Christmas that this may be a festive Christmas for you. You may be happy. It may be a good season for you. But this may be a hard Christmas. You may be losing someone you love. There may be someone dying. You may have lost your job. You may have severed relationships. You may have a prodigal son or daughter that's run away. And you are you are crying out to God in pain. You're crying out, Lord, send your kingdom. Lord Jesus, come quickly. I can't handle this gloom and the darkness and the hardship much longer. Maybe this song will cheer your heart to know that we as Christians have a hope, a real hope, not a faint hope, not pie in the sky hope, not myths to make us feel better. That is really true, that the Jesus of Nazareth who came 2,000 years ago, God-man who defeated sin, death, and the grave, is coming again. He will come to us, Emmanuel. I hope you enjoyed this podcast on the characters of Christmas, and we hope to see you in the next one.
The Characters of Christmas podcast is a production of LifeAudio.com and the Salem Web Network. This Christmas season, we hope you'll also check out Dan's book, The Characters of Christmas, The Unlikely People Caught Up in the Story of Jesus. It's available for Moody Publishers on Amazon.com or wherever you buy your books. You can find more from Dan and all his latest books and podcasts by visiting his website, DanielDarling.com. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and tell your friends about us? And maybe also leave us a rating on your favorite podcast app. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with editorial oversight provided by me, Stephen McGarvey. To find more great Christian podcasts like this, check out the rest of our shows at lifeaudio.com.
These EPs find their way into the hands of Chris Tomlin. And so we got this email out of the blue that, well, he was inviting us to go on this major arena tour of the United States. And at that time we were like, well, we're not even really a band. Do we tell him we're not a band?
Chris Llewellyn from Wren Collective shares some of his life story on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us to hear conversations and devotionals from the artists of the church. Find The Walk on lifeaudio.com, worshipleader.com, or your favorite podcast platform.